see what you said.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Wait a minute. You're the troublemaker.
I know it.
Yeah, Carol. I bought a whole slew of them thinking of
minutes
and
first.
And I did last month. So now I got to get rid of them.
You mean tell him what to do? Mayor, you mean nudge him once more?
To do a big glass of water.
Well, not yeah.
Disposition. It was too far.
Proceed.
You're kidding.
Okay, you need to win the coffee. My curious side of the cloak.
Not this year.
Minutes.
That's not a, I've been there on Tuesday.
Yes, this is good.
Do we have a problem?
No.
Okay.
Are we moving?
No, I think.
Am I all right? Talk at Rick's car for breakfast. City Council.
Amelia, do you know how the fence is flat?
Yeah, I have 6. We're starting.
Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock right now. Look at, I just.
Wow, we should do that.
This is really.
Yeah, really.
I think Carol's going to mention that.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 11th, 2016. The time is now 6 p.m. Okay. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Does anybody would like to speak? Do you have anybody? Okay, moving on. All right, 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, there's a couple. I wanted to start giving the commission updates on what happens to the cases that you all make recommendations on that end up going to City Council.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless there's any objection to that, I'll go ahead and tell you what happened with the last P&Z recommendations. One was on the bed and breakfast at Huffsmith. The Planning and Zoning Commission was not able to recommend approval. It did pass first and second reading at City Council unanimously, so that will be going forward. It's my understanding the property has closed. The other case was the rezoning on Huffsmith Corville for Brandt Construction. P&Z, I believe, unanimously recommended approval for that. Council did so as well on first reading. However, it did fail second reading. So it is not going forward at this time. The second report has to do with the time of the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. I wanted to pull the commission and see if there is any interest in starting the meetings any earlier, such as 5:30 or so. We've spoken with Lauren, and he's amenable to that. I wanted to see what the commission might think. No? Harry?
That's okay. Yeah.
So, Daryl, no. Harry?
Yes.
Yes. Barbara?
Personally, I prefer to leave it at 6, but I will go with the majority of the group, mainly
Richard?
Because
6.
Of getting in from Houston.
Dane, sorry to cut you off, but I think we already have a vote.
It's my story, my life.
I believe.
However, would you like to weigh in on the decision?
Sure.
I don't care. I'd rather be 6 because it's the one I've got to. Me coming from work,
yeah.
Sometimes it could be late for getting here.
Okay.
Sorry.
The meetings will remain at 6.
All right.
And those are the only announcements I have.
That it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of March 21st, 2016. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
With mild trepidation, I recommend.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
Second.
Who said that?
Troublemaker.
Was that you, Commissioner Rockmore?
There.
Yeah.
Second, yes.
All righty. Are there any corrections or changes to the minutes? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. All right, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of Curtis Morris, being a 0.2043-acre tract of land situated in the William Hurd Survey, abstract number 371 of Harris County, Texas, and being a replat of lots 13, 14, 15, and the westerly 14 feet of lot 16, block 19 of revised map of Tomball, a subdivision in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat there recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, and being the same land described in deed recorded clerk's file number V766456 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Thank you. The first plot on the agenda tonight is the plot of Curtis Morris. It's located on Main Street at the corner of Pine Street. It's right in front of City Hall. It's the old Patsy's restaurant, if y'all know about that. It's zoned Old Town and mixed use. One lot is being created, and it's 0.2043 acres. This is a copy of the plot that was presented to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Provide title report, add lien holder signature block if applicable, provide tax certificates for City of Tomball and Tomball ISD, confirm discrepancy in square footage of lot and lot dimensions, and remove final plat from the title block. And we're happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. All righty, is there any questions or discussion on the plat? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
All right, 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Tomball Business and Technology Park, Lot 2, replat, being a subdivision of 31.7194 acres, and being a replat of Lot 2 of Tomball Business and Technology Park, as recorded in film code number 653006 of the Harris County Map Records and the Elizabeth Smith Survey, abstract number 70, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Thank you. This plot is located in the TEDC Business and Technology Park. It's generally at the corner of Holdereth and Huffsmith Corville. It's zoned light industrial. Two lots are being created, and it's 31.7194 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Pay $200 filing fee, fix minor typos as noted on plot, remove note 6 and abbreviation 1, provide letter by Tandem Energy confirming abandonment of easement, or remove note 11, label easement as noted on plot, label 60-foot right-of-way on spell circle, remove building lines, confirm lot numbers, provide tax certificates for City of Tomball and Tomball ISD, and provide utility notification letters. We're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve this with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. All right, is there any discussion or question?
Why is one plat a final plat and one plat's not a plat, final plat? The one before this, you had to take final plat off of it, and this one has final plat on it.
I believe that would be a contingency as well to remove that.
The way it is if it doesn't say final plat, it goes one. And the reason this is a final plat is because the business park has already been platted, and they're just replatting two lots that are already there, and the replats by definition are final plats.
Okay. Only question.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
5.3, consideration to approve final plat of Happy Tire Store, being a subdivision of a 3.2687 acres of land situated in Jesse Pruitt Survey, abstract number 629, Harris County, Texas, and being the same land described in deed recorded in clerk's file number R249550 of the real property tax records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, can we have a report, please?
The Happy Tire Store plot is located on FM 2978 near Dement Road. The property is not in the city limits, but it is in the city's ETJ. Therefore, zoning is not applicable. One lot is being created, and it's 3.2687 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Add 2 decimals to square footage, add minimum plot note number 2, fix font error on street names, and correct bar scale. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I'll make a motion to approve with contingencies.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Dane Dunnigan. And who did the second?
I did.
Thank you, Mr. Rockmore. All right. Is there any discussion or questions? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
All right. 5.3, consideration to approve final plat of In Sight of Zion, being a subdivision of a 2.9219 acre tract in the Joseph Miller Survey, Abstract 50, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This plot is located on Zion Road at Neal Street in between the reserve at Spring Lakes and Riley Creek subdivisions. The property is not in the city limits, but is in the city's ETJ. Therefore, zoning is not applicable. One lot is being created, and it's 2.9219 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Easement noted in note 7 is not shown on plot. Remove note 10 and add City of Tomball minimum plot note 1. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve this plot with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. All right. Is there any discussion or question? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
And motion carried unanimously.
5.3. It should be 5.4. Three, four. It should be 5. Yes.
Should be 5.5.
Yes, 5.5. Okay. Consideration to approve final plat of preliminary replat of Parkway Oasis partial replat number 3, being lots 1A and 1B, block 1, 4.4459 acres, in addition to the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This plot is located on business 249 near the Applebee's. The property is zoned general retail. 2 lots are being created, and it's 4.4459 acres. This is an image of the plot that was submitted to staff and is being presented to the commission tonight. After reviewing the plot, Community Development does recommend approval contingent upon the following items. Provide tax certificates for City of Tomball and Tomball ISD. Provide utility notification letters for Comcast, fix minor typos, clarify property owner, add county clerk signature block, add decimal to acreage and square footage, remove existing improvements, remove preliminary notes from plat, add City of Tomball minimum plat notes, add City of Tomball standard for surveyor's block, and add square footage to title block. And we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I move that we approve with contingencies noted.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All right, is there any discussion or questions?
I've just got a general question for the city. All these plats that we've just approved got all kinds of typos, mistitled, whatever. Don't they have some kind of instruction manual to go by, all these surveyors? Okay. All of them. Had contingencies?
The short answer is yes.
Okay.
Everywhere I've worked, plots have kind of looked the same. I don't know exactly why they have all the typos. I know every city does have different plots. plat note requirements, every city has different preferences about where the title block is placed, where the vicinity map is placed, specific arrangement of the plat. A lot of times, those are some of our contingencies. Some of the misspellings come from plat names, which clearly are not standard from one plat to the next. We work with them as best we can, but in a lot of communities, we would require these things be corrected prior to bringing them to the commission, but if we did that here, it would increase the time frame that it takes for overall approval, because if we made them fix it and then resubmit it, they wouldn't get to the commission as quickly. So we bring them to the commission with those contingencies, because I know that there are 10 or 11 contingencies, seems like a lot, but really it's just fixing a few typos and they get it done pretty quickly.
Okay.
And we feel it's in the best interest of okay. the applicant to get it done.
Good enough.
Is there any other discussion or questions? I actually have a couple questions about contingencies and things, but that is not related to these plats, so I will ask you that later. All right. Please enter your votes now.
And motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Who said that? Is that you? Okay. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Stop!
I'm going on vacation
Like the business part was a replat. Curtis Morris.
too many engineers.
A few months ago.
Just lost an engineer.
One went on Mars and the other went to Mars, so we can do the same.
Hey, we don't recommend approval if there's something stated, or if it's a boundary issue or something. I didn't know why you're standing next to me.
Standing over here.
Same eye, and then there's a problem. So, or we build a healthy building.
I can't get this to shut off.